Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Thanks, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Like that's the party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We want to go right into it. We still alive? We still there? Still there?
I'm here.
Okay, am I on the radio? Can they hear me on the radio?
Oh, I clicked the one.
Okay, comrade, you care if I'm on? Okay, give us 1 minute, y'all. Let me make sure we on. Right on. Long Street in the building. More than my sister, you're right on. Shannon Davis, right on.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, come on the mute button on your end.
Say that again.
If I hit your mute button.
Okay.
Don't be live. Okay, we're going to go to we're going through a little technical political difficulties over the airways, y'all. Y'all okay? Give me 5 minutes. We're gonna check on something real quick. We're gonna cut right back in. We got this breaking news. We gotta update you on the Janet Janine Africa to move now. I don't know who we got. I'll meet y'all right back with them. We got breaking news updates on that. We're gonna talk about a few more cases going on. Y'all just bear with us. Better yet, Cub with us, y'all. Okay, we're coming together now.
No, I'm saying no. Well, I have an episode, but.
This is criminal. I'm gonna call y'all right back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Bear with us, y'all. We get breaking developments as we speak. Stuff is coming in. We got a lot to talk about, a lot to cover about. I'm gonna call right back. Come, brother. Come, Ram. I'm gonna call right back. Bring them on.
keep an eye with. Never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police. And you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black. And I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them. God, to the back, and I
would. Fred Hatton, Fred Hatton Jr., two of my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to talk with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would
make a
promise that I know I couldn't keep
it. Hands up, eyes open to fifth place. Thanks, let me get some of this good shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold to the sea, we talking about the path of cubs. Black track the party cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, or two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains. Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, by wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
Hands up, eyes over the fist, because y'all know who this is, how we do this. Welcome again to another episode of Triple C Saturdays, Georgia Community and Cubs, locked and loaded, y'all. Let's make history, let's take history, let's take history. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, if y'all can't take a pause from the calls, open the front windows, let them know that we live and we are live and direct, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things are moving. Okay, right, y'all. Okay, since you might got to do a three-way call in, I'm doing the Metro phone time. No, me too. I got the Metro cannot call directly in. So you might got to call. You might have to do a three-way call in to the show. Might do a three-way call into the show. The calling number is 929-477-3785. Let's get this wake up news. We've been up all night, you know what I'm saying? We got confirmation this morning, y'all. Who we got? Two more members of the Move 9 released back, you know what I'm saying, back in the community, back to the community. Mike Africa is gonna be calling in to talk to Pam Africa, Minister of Conversation of Move. Y'all, those who don't know, this actually is historical month. We coming in right inside, you know, after May, just left Philadelphia. We on the heels of May 13th. Yesterday, Antoinette, if you can, you probably call us my three-way call. Call in. May 13th, the 34th. I really be hesitant of anniversary, but of acknowledgement. Of what happened, you know, since the U.S. government dropping a bomb on Osage Avenue. We know we're still doing a lot of issues. Ramona Africa still doing a lot of health issues that she was subjected to, you know, after that attack. She subsequently even did 9 years locked up. But again, we just got May 13th just passed, May 13th. We come up on the 35th year anniversary of what happened on Osage Avenue, the Move family. Just came from Malcolm X Day in Philadelphia. We've been up tonight, but we got the word this morning, y'all. Got the word this morning. Confirmation. Two more of the Move members released back to the community. We reiterate what Frantz Fanon, Algerian theoretician Frantz Fanon, has stated. We will accept the concessions, but never compromise our principles. We still make that clarion call of free them all. We got to take this. In fact, Jenny, their position was that they're not going. They want to hold up for the celebration to the rest of the remaining members of the Move. The deal with Africa is back released to the community. So we got to take that as a shot of the arm. We go through battle fatigue, y'all. We go through battle fatigue. We need that shot in the arm. So again, y'all, we're gonna have some call-ins coming from actually Move family. That's also, we got a couple more updates going on too. We're getting a little late. The chief of police of Maywood was out there, you know what I'm saying, literally himself writing bogus tickets, you know what I'm saying, around Hampton House, you know, harassing his own. And we're gonna need people to I need this individual's name too. We're gonna need people to do some call-ins to the village board about the harassment at the Hampton House. They hitting us, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, all sorts of bogus bills, and you know what I'm saying? They know we are raising a campaign to save the Hampton House. They hitting us back to back. I mean, back to back. And this literally the chief of police himself. Many people have seen him before when he came back, you know, came out in the to try to stop the Triple C's program. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying, this is the chief of police himself, you know, writing tickets, you know, so they trying to take us out financially as well as physically, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna be launching a call-in campaign, you know what I'm saying, to the village board, to the mayor's office. And ironically, this is at a time that they're talking about a convenient event, you know what I'm saying, to have for quote-unquote Fred Hampton. You know what I'm saying? They're talking about bringing in former Panthers. And no mention of the widow of Chairman Fred. No mention. You know what I'm saying? This is continuously that, you know what I'm saying, the hijacking of legacy Chairman Fred, and they're trying to use the legacy for their opportunist purposes. Vladimir Talley, you know what I'm saying, we ain't clear on that, you know what I'm saying. This is the present chief of police. I don't want to do the call-ins to the police station. I think we should call the village board about, you know what I'm saying, the harassment, you know, here at the Hampton House. Again, Vladimir Talley is the chief of police of Maywood, and you know what I'm saying, you don't you can't make this up. He himself is coming out saying that we're writing these tickets, harassing the community, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the programs and legacy chairman for it happen. And you know, they, you know, maybe we're trying to make it like it's a big thing that, you know, for it happen, how they feel about him and this and that. But man, this is the same place where he, you know, he didn't even drive because, you know, he continues to harass the police here, you know what I'm saying? The same place where he had to challenge the racist swimming pool, you know what I'm saying, because the black children are not allowed to go there. But I want to let you again on a high note, on a high note, the move, we get this moment was the move or is this coming out? Huh? This is for the mayor's office. Okay, man, okay, I wanna go to the village board, somebody. Let's go with this. Who can we? I'm putting some numbers, y'all. It's the politics of the place is so crazy, you know. So you have different fronts and stuff. Man, let's try this. Let's shoot the dice. Let's go see if we can go. Phone calls 708-450-4492. Jeanette Greenhow, executive assistant. You know what I'm saying? The mayor, board of trustees. Let's try that. Let's go with that. We need to call phone calls 708-450-4492. You know what I'm saying? Regards to chief of police and Maywood harassment at the Hampton House. You know, constantly writing these bogus tickets. You know, harassment. So again, y'all get that number. We got that number. Pass that number out. Post it. Someone post it up for us, please. Freedom Move 9, free them all, y'all. Freedom Move 9, free them all. Still, that's a shot in the arm. We need it. I talked to Pam Africa a minute ago. You know what I'm saying? Hey, spirits are high. We rumbling. I think we have Mike Africa calling in very shortly. You know what I'm saying? Got a couple more cases. The brother from Springfield, we called. We wanted to talk about it. Sister Antoinette just called in. And I called, and, you know, this struggle seems from outside so easy, you know what I'm saying? I tell you, we can fight for you, but you know what I'm saying? We can't fight you to fight for you, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, I take it politically, I take it personally. When people say no one is doing nothing, so on and so forth, it cuts. When you say we have forces not, you know, that's out here, and I'm not just talking about the Cubs, they're, you know what I'm saying? There are those who are fighting, and you know, so we don't get the I'm not saying we need credit for our egos, nothing like that. But however, it's demoralizing to people who get involved in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's inclusive in the breaking process. It's inclusive in the breaking process. And for those who are not familiar with the breaking process, this ranges from everything we're not limited to. The colonialists grabbing a pregnant sister who ran away from the plantation, bringing her back, splitting her stomach, her pregnant stomach open, and stomping the fetus to death. The instill fear and terror. Inclusive of the way that Chicago police came in the direction of the federal government, to the way they assassinated Chairman Fred and assassinated the Montclair Club. It's also inclusive of individuals and other organizations, you know, saying they're taking credit since no one is doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? Comrade Quinn Gaffney in the building. Robert Taylor, my brother, real talk, good to see you. I keep doing. You know, it was a postage down a forces down in Texas, you know, so they had, and he was in the projects. I just seen Robert Taylor come on and I made a comment. I said, you'll never see this on the news. You know what I'm saying? And in the projects doing some organizing with the people. And I said that because the deal is that this is it's intentional, it's just strategic. That you never see about forces who are, you know, say out there doing some work. We haven't touched down with these forces directly in the wild down in Texas. However, I'll be disrespectful to say the least to say nothing is going on down there. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? I was on a show doing an interview a few weeks back. So Southern Illinois TV, and so I was doing an interview. So some guy had called in. He said he's from Chicago. You know, he know about the streets and this and that, you know. And I'm listening. That's what I'm just knowing. You know what I'm saying? You're going to get to a point, you know, the work we're doing. You know, he said something. He said, you got to get on these ideas. You know, a lot of people be in these closets. They, you know, these bubbles. They tell you how to breathe. They ain't never came out their bubbles. So he's saying this and that. And he said, and he was saying things that, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn, this dude don't know about the Triple C's program. Y'all should do this, do that. a sister calling in right behind him. I can't recall a sister's name. I don't give up a clenched fist. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. We're against the states and the faces as well, but we accept the challenge. No doubt about it. Right on. Right on, right on, comrade. And the deal is, I'm fighting for this, not just for, again, not for our sake, for the people's sake. Because, again, people need to know that they are worthy of people fighting for them. People say, Champ, we thank you. I said, no, I thank you. It's an honor to serve the people, that they are worthy of being served. You know what I'm saying? And there's an entity. But most people have a faith in the system. They keep on going to the system. You know, so y'all see there's a big, what's that, I can't, go type in, I can't feel, 3! I can't feel on YouTube with 3! This is when we expose this former famous rapper who was sent in by the mayor of Chicago to disrupt our event. And you know what I'm saying? And we had a panel of mothers and, you know, widows and people who were talking about the attacks, you know, ways. You know what I'm saying? The energy, the morale was high. And this individual was sitting in strategically, stood up, said, and she literally said, I don't care about none. I don't feel nothing for none of them. You know what I'm saying? Nobody done this for my son, so on and so forth. It's on YouTube. It's I can't feel. You know what I'm saying? We were 3! And this, you know what I'm saying? And this was part of the breaking process. This was the attempt to take away history. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was struggling the other day. We were talking about this movie, on this piece on ABC. We were struggling about the pros and the cons, the contradictions. Why it's intentional? I'm saying no, it's not intentional. It is intentional to raise up a lawyer that was, you know what I'm saying, that was not a lawyer. That was not the lawyer for Chairman Fred, to have Jeffrey Hawes up there. You know what I'm saying? To bring up, you know what I'm saying, to put people like Hop Thurman in on a whole incorrect context. People say, well, what's the big deal? To deprive that, you know what I'm saying, of the those who are out there, you know, getting down. And I talked about the whole thing about Claudette Colvin. You said, I never heard of her. I said, it's intentional that you never heard of Claudette Colvin. It's intentional that you don't know about this sister who was pregnant at the time, you know what I'm saying, whose first refused to give her seat on the bus. But no support, you know what I'm saying? And no slight, no disrespect, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? To have the petty bourgeoisie forces, the NAACP, to come in and be the spokesperson and say, okay, we're going to, here's the person, the Rosa Parks, the whole situation. It takes away from a people who have been deprived. As I said before, one of the few movies I really related to in that, you know what I'm saying, about chattel slavery was a book, a piece called Book of Negroes, which showed Africans, men and women, who had their freedom and seeing others being captured, when they fought for them. That's, you feel fun, you feel good about that. It's a feeling that we are deprived of when former U.S. President Barack Obama, you know what I'm saying, talks about pardons for every other community, every other special interest group, even the turkeys and Thanksgiving, but make no mention about black political prisoners. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain feeling that you are deprived of. You know what I'm saying? So when people say nobody is doing nothing, it cuts. And it works inclusive with the breaking process. You know what I'm saying? It's done subjectively to justify that lack of doing anything. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You do a little bit. Back to this, when the sister called in on the show, she said, that dude just called in. She said, one thing about Chairman Fred, he don't be much on the social media as he should, but they out there working. She said, they out there working. She said, everybody know in the city who knows who's doing what. And I tell people say, well, like there's a discussion about this movie. A few movies talking on the Chairman Fred. And people say, well, you know, we're going to talk to this person. They got an opinion. No, ain't no just no motherfucking opinions. It's certainly a fact. You check with the state who is who. You know what I'm saying? Check with your master. Check with the white man. They'll tell you who, you know what I'm saying, who 90% of COINTELPRO, over 90% of COINTELPRO is directed at. Check with these motherfuckers. Check this morning. Who the chief of police of Maywood is putting these bogus ass tickets on at the Hampton House. They were just going around doing this shit. They know who the fuck is who. They know what's happening. Free them all, I see you in the building, that's what it is. Free them all, yes sir. Free them all, I see you in the building, that's what it is. Free them all. So, this a generation to constantly be hearing that nothing is happening. You know what I'm saying? It serves as a spirit of defeatism. Again, it serves as defeatism. You're broken before you even get involved and engaged in the battle. You know what I'm saying? People, you don't know, like I said. So we're not saying to be set tripping. You know, we know. That's why I posted. That's one of the reasons I posted that this morning from France. I chapter as a deputy chairman in France. Somebody says, man, Champ, y'all over there in France? I'm trying to tell you, this shit is international. It's motherfucking shit. Look at that logo right there, you know what I'm saying? This ain't, everybody in France ain't just talking no, you know what I'm saying, no cheese and cracker shit. Motherfuckers is getting down all over. You know what I'm saying? And when motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers take a race and a class arrogance. This ain't nothing happening. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. It's disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And you know, then they go to the, then as soon as these, they don't hold the same entity, the same aldermen, the politicians, the Ray, all 15-year-old Ray Lopez, the rest of these poverty pimps who get paid up for their motherfucking asses. They don't hold them accountable. They don't call them a question like that. They, you know what I'm saying? It's a part of the battered syndrome. You know what I'm saying? Our indigenous comrades, right there, comrades. It was still Native people around. There's no fighting back. Y'all have seen us in goddamn Standing Rock on it, and you say, well, I didn't see it in the paper. Go look at their court cases that Con Hoos and the rest of them got, them cases they got. Go look at the fucking files. Even the opportunist lawyers. Who was not a lawyer on Chairman Fred talking, but he I'm gonna quote him. Some motherfuckers can't believe this. White folks said he said, "God damn it, the trial." They talked about the Black Panther Party clubs came down there. They talked about what chiefs I sat with. They studying us. They know who is who. They know who is who. This lady, I spoke at Olive Harvey College, and they stood up. She said, "I want my daughter now." I remember talking to your mother. I remember your mother talking to us. Your mother saying, "We saying, man, we going to see, man. She's paranoid. They ain't this and that." I couldn't take heed to it. But then, I remember on the news seeing that. I said his mother. She said, "No, she don't know his mother." She said, "That lady was trying to tell us about this here." You know what I'm saying? And she said, "I want my daughter understanding that." But the deal is, a lot of people can't don't get quote unquote conscious on one of three ways: inspiration, aspiration, or desperation. That's right. Many people fighting back against the right now. Real American clandestine system. Pass these, the borders. Just that's what I'm saying. These mothers need to know. Just because a lot of times people don't say, well, it don't affect me. We can't afford the luxury to say, okay, just this, that side, that side. Resistance is happening. It's happening. And motherfuckers, and the first thing to get information, to learn, so it takes a certain amount of humbleness. You know what I'm saying? So we got the Black Panther Party Club, we are privileged, we are honored to have coalitions, you know what I'm saying, with different forces will get down. Right on, Freedom Move 9. You know what I'm saying? Okay, come on in, sis. Come on in, three-way call, come on in. We're welcome to Freedom All Radio, right on, excuse me, welcome to Triple C's Radio. You know what I'm saying? We the Move 9, we got some
right.
Listeners on. Don't take names though, we still fighting. Welcome to Triple C's Saturdays.
Okay.
Is that call in Q? Call in Q.
Hi, Mr. Fred, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. How are you today?
I'm all right. How you doing, sis?
Doing okay. I just woke up, so you know, it's right now. I need some coffee, but I have to get on a three-way call. My phone is not operating the right way. It's Metro. But yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, welcome to Triple C Saturdays. We understand the phone contradiction. For those others who can't call in that record, y'all, we might got to become innovative. Like we say, when those who are held captive in the prisons and the concentration camps can't call, we might got to use 2 tin cans and a string to make it happen. But again, we're going to get this word out. But again, welcome. And you know what I'm saying? And I know some, sometimes take heated situations, you know what I'm saying, to get, you know, things moving, but I want to get straight to it. I don't know if you heard about the release of two of the Move 9 prisoners this morning. We got that news this morning, but also want to open the door and let us tell us about, you know, saying what's happening with your son's case, so on and so forth. In fact, ironically, we just had got contact again recently, and we had some different struggles. I was talking about, you know, about the issues about who's doing something. I was telling you, I just have to be venting right now, actually. About how much is working, you know what I'm saying, about the position we have to take, about just because we don't know about certain people not doing, so don't mean nothing's not being done. But with that being said, let us know who you are, with your son, what happened with your son, and how people can get involved and fight for it. Fight for the justice for your son.
Okay. Well, my son name is Kwame Anton Bell. Everybody knows him as Little KB, but he just changed his name to Check Time KB. And just bought a car, and he somehow went over to Brookfield
98th and East to the gas station. And he bought some items, and as he walked out the store, someone followed my child, and they lit his car up right there on Eve and Clara. As far as the police, when the ambulance came, police had told the ambulance to park across the street and do not touch the body at all. So it was told that one of the people who called the police on the block said that they left his body out for hours and hours. And I'm really upset about it, because if the ambulance would have got to him and took him over there to Highland, he probably would have been saved. So therefore, someone had stole my son's life, and they stole his money that he had in his pocket. He had like about $4,000 or $5,000 in his pocket, and the police can't tell me anything. They won't release. I can't even get a police report. They won't even release his phone or none of his property to me. I'm just so not happy with Oakland Police Department. It has already been more than 3 months. The case has not been solved. They're not even responding to none of my calls. I call them. Mm. I leave messages. I leave text messages, and there's just no response. I'm so not happy. I just feel like Oakland Police Department needs to be investigated. Mm. There has been so many homicides just this year. When I checked, it's like about 26 or 28 homicides already in Oakland.
Yeah.
And nothing is being done about it. Nothing. I just met a lady just last week, and she told me that her son was murdered in Oakland in the 80s. It's been a whole year. Victim of crime is not helping this lady. They're not giving her funds to move. They're not really giving her no counseling. They're not really – she's just left out in the cold, just like I am. And I've met others who's going through the same thing of not receiving the help from victim crime. And that program is supposed to be to help the people. But yet they're neglecting the people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not happy with this whole thing.
Yeah.
And something needs to be done. It's time for us to stand up and to fight back, just like how we used to be back in the days when the former Black Panthers was here. It's this whole community. We all need to come together as a whole, because they're killing us from left to right. And then it's really sad that we got to watch our backs from the police killing us, from having melanin in our skin, but we also got to watch our backs from our own kind that will take us out, because you done elevated, or you done, you're trying to get ahead in life. It's just sad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about our people. If we keep killing each other up, eventually we're going to be extinct from the planet of Earth. It's like we're committed genocide. And I'm like really upset about this, because our people need to wake up, and we need to come together as a whole. If all of us can come together as a whole in these 50 states, we can move something. We would be so untouchable.
What do you – I like first of all, again, continue condolences. We say Cub and community condolences to you and to your family. I would like to throw this too. I know, what do you think, okay, like down on the this occurred in Oakland, Eastern Oakland. I know some question time ago. In fact, I opportunity to meet your son years back, you know, right? Some of your sons, correct?
Yeah.
I know he's trying to get
he was so happy to meet you.
Yeah, and I wanted to do some things, you know, say, do some things with them, and I know. And I know a lot of these contradictions you're talking about. You know, we're trying to do some events down there. You had came to one of the events in Oakland before, and we were talking about doing Sparlow. But sometimes these campaigns are premature. What do you think the climate is like now with with a lot of the other family members you talked about? You know what I'm saying? To mobilize the events. Because a lot of times people some calls can be premature. What do you think now? Our people. What numbers of people got? I know we've been out there. This is our first time. We've been out there quite some time, in Oakland in particular. But what do you think the climate is like? In other words, One necessary ingredient to get the people on board is to come to grips with the, like some of the same entities that you mentioned, like, you know what I'm saying, like the police, mm-hmm. for example, which has been exposed about the, you know what I'm saying, the whole the criminal rings that they run, everything from the children,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, coming up missing, that they're involving in it, you know what I'm saying, so corrupt that even there was like in Oakland, there was no police chief for Oakland for quite some time. Do you think what do you think the mass? It's kind of like at a time like Chance the Rapper donated money to Chicago Public Schools, and at a time even the Chicago Public Schools board, all of them resigned yesterday or two days ago, and you know what I'm saying? They don't have no faith in it. You know what I'm saying? You know, white people don't believe this. You know what I'm saying? With that being, even with the white people, even with the information revealed by Oakland police, do you think the people are coming to grips that nobody's, that we can come on and stop investing resources in them, and we organize, like you said, back in the days, not organized, we put more energy into entities like the Black Panther Party Cubs that are presently here right now today?
Mm-hmm. See, since I've met you, that was... Mm-hmm. The clubhouse down in West Oakland. That was like about mm-hmm. 3-4 years ago, maybe.
Yes.
And it was a beautiful thing. But since then, the climate on murders and people being missing, it's went up. It's went up. And so far, I have recently met a lot of people who have formed their own organization. And they're actually putting in a lot of work. Like, for instance, Daryl Allen, he used to be hanging out there in the streets of Oakland doing his little thug thing. But when somebody murdered his son and the community knew about it and nobody told him, that's when he began to put in a lot of work, actually sacrificed a lot of his life into bringing back people, children. He would go out there and find these missing kids and bring them back to their parents. He would go out there because he's the one who contacted me through, I believe, through victim crime and did tell me that he was going to find the person who did this. And so there's a lot of organizations that's really putting in a lot of work that has not been acknowledged. And it's our people, black people, that's actually doing these organizations and having these meetings. I've met a lot of angry black women and men who have lost their child in the street. And it's sad when you have a community you live amongst and you know these people, you done went to school with them, you done lived in the neighborhood, and they know, but they're not going to tell you. It's like everybody is keeping their mouth shut and turning their cheek as if they don't see anything. But there's a really big problem. And the bigger problem is we need more jobs out here. And when there's no jobs, there's more crime. Crime rate goes up. And then half of these little youngsters running around here don't really even know how to read or write. Yet, if they don't know how to do that, they don't know how to go fill out a job application. You can't fill out a job application if you don't know how to properly present yourself at a job interview. You're not going to get hired. And what do? They turn to the streets. And then they look at one of their homeboys who got a job, then went to college and doing things for themselves. And then they want to pull that person down because they don't have. And a lot of them don't even know how to go out there and get it. So the bigger issue is the system is all jacked up, and it wasn't created for us in the first place. But we got to figure out. We got to get together, and we're going to have to do something about this before it's too late. I mean, it's 2019, and we're still going through the same thing. You would think that it would be getting better, but it's getting worse. How I wish we were united, how we used to be when the Black Panthers first got together. We need that unity again. And I have the utmost respect for you, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. I mean, my whole family respects you. And all my children, they love you. They like, hey,
everything. I'm having flashbacks now. You know what I'm saying? I was talking about the struggle. I remember that. You know what I'm saying? I recall that. You know, and I remember, you know, different, you know, even different contender ideologies. We talk about different dynamics and what needs to be done. And I was, you know what I'm saying? And
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. You know,
we stayed up all night at the round table talking to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning,
I was struggling to win the match because the deal is to get I wish it was just, you know, I remember saying something to the effect then that I wish it was just reading a book that can save us, you know, say that. But this, the theory and practice, mm-hmm. I'm going to say what Field Marshal George Jackson said in Soledad Brother. Mothers, embrace the Black Panther Party. I'm going to say mothers and fathers, embrace the Black Panther Party Cubs. This entity, even if they don't become a membership, you know what I'm saying, because I said at Tookie Williams' funeral, I grew up in a climate like Tookie Williams grew up, deprived of such an entity as the Black Panther Party, where the only options in life is to become a Boy Scout or a banger. And I just want to reoffer. We want to reoffer. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting back down there, but if we can get those, some of those fellas. Oh, man, we got to get cut us up. Do we have Mike Cassidy call in? We came in late, y'all. They're going to cut us up now. We're going to follow on this Wednesday. Give me some contact information for you, sis. Put the contact information real quick. What's your contact information?
There's a $10,000 reward money for anybody who knows any information about Kwame Anton Bell's killer. That number is 510-238-3821. Or you can call 510-830-8636, and that's $10,000 reward money for any information leading to the killer of Kwame Bell. No justice, no peace.
Right on. Come on back on with us Wednesday on Freedom Hall Radio, 6 o'clock Central Time, y'all. We're going to have Mike African coming on in also Wednesday. We came in late, y'all. We're going to Triple C's today. Come on out to the Hampton House. We're going to be in Gary, Indiana. We in Vegas. We in, where we at? We in Saint Denis, France. Y'all see us in France? You know, so the Cubs are coming. The Black Panther Party Cubs are here, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. Triple C Saturday.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, forever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated, and that will be persistent.
1969, Chicago, on December the 4th.
Never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest thing I ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can tell it through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profitable politics first with no our people. I will never destroy the legacy of military UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I have a path to cover by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy is, they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never. Never, never. Never,
never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slept and laughed every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, it was on my game. Never talk your nigga down. Do your thing, dog. Never hit the dude for trying. That's the same, dog. Get your motherfucking money. That's the same, dog. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never,
never, never, never. Triple C status, y'all. Come on out to the Hampton House. Say the Hampton House, y'all. We need y'all support. Bring them all.